This is WSKG News. Governor Cuomo told a crowd of advocates for Planned Parenthood yesterday that he's proposing a constitutional amendment to put protections from Roe v. Wade into the state's constitution. Karen DeWitt explains why.
Cuomo says women's rights are under attack in Washington with the possible Supreme Court nominee from President Donald Trump that could lead to the repeal of the landmark 1973 abortion rights decision Roe v. Wade. The governor says in New York he'll try to protect those rights.
I want them to know today, if that's what they do, we're going to protect Roe v. Wade in the state of New York. I propose today a constitutional amendment to write Roe v. Wade into the New York State Constitution so that nobody can change it.
Cecile Richards, the president of National Planned Parenthood, who was also a featured speaker at the rally, applauded Cuomo's proposal, but afterwards says more is needed than state-by-state protections.
Absolutely not. This is so critical. This is a national right. And, of course, there's no good to have a constitutional right if you can't actually access it.
The attempt to write the protections from Roe v. Wade into New York's laws have been tried for a decade, beginning with former Governor Eliot Spitzer in 2007 and continuing with Governor Cuomo. But the measure has stalled in the Republican-led state Senate. Andrea Miller, with the National Institute for Reproductive Health, lobbied for the law for years in her former role with NARAL New York. She says even though New York has a law legalizing abortion, it was approved in 1970, 3 years before the Supreme Court decision, it's outdated and needs to be modernized. For instance, New York's law permits abortions after 24 weeks to save the life of the mother, but does not provide protections if the woman's health is in danger. The law is also under the state's criminal code, and Miller says it would make more sense to put it under the state's health statutes.
When there's such threat at the national level, we need clarity that abortion should not be regulated as a criminal act, that women's health must be paramount, and that this belongs in the health code that would allow it to be regulated like every other medical procedure as it should be.
GOP senators, some of whom are pro-choice, have said in the past that there's no need to approve abortion rights measures because Roe v. Wade was not in jeopardy. Miller says that's now changing, with President Trump expected to pick a conservative candidate to fill the vacancy on the Supreme Court.
This is a new day, and we have always firmly believed that there are pro-choice senators who are not just in the Democratic Conference.
Senate Democratic Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins says, after all, the original 1970 abortion rights law was approved with the help of GOP lawmakers.
12 Republicans in the Senate voted with the majority of their Democratic senators to make sure that women's reproductive health choices were part of what New York State stands for and stood for. So why in 2017 we can't, once again, especially with women's health being so jeopardized by what's coming out of this new administration, we have to stand up.
Senator Stewart-Cousins called Cuomo's proposed constitutional amendment a very long game that requires two consecutively elected state legislatures. It could not go before voters until 2019 at the earliest. The Senate Republicans had no immediate comment. Several of the GOP lawmakers who voted for the abortion rights law back in 1970 were voted out of office later that year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.